Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. When I'm in
Christmas feels very different this year. Trying to be normal, knowing that we can't. Together, and yet apart.
Delivering for Shepherd.
As we try to make the best of things. As we try to find some order in all the chaos. As nothing feels quite right. What we're all looking for this Christmas is a bit of hope. Hope for the future. Hope for our families and friends. Hope that everything is going to be okay. And that's exactly what Christmas is all about.
Hey guys.
The hope of a child coming into the world to make sense of all the chaos. To rescue a world that was falling apart. To rescue you. Look to Jesus this Christmas. He can change your life.
Welcome back, and thanks for joining us. Today, we continue looking at the events surrounding the birth of Christ. When Joseph and Mary arrived at Bethlehem for census in those days, the inns were filled and they couldn't find a room for Mary to give birth to Jesus. The funny thing is that, thousands of years after the birth of Jesus, the inns of Bethlehem of those days are out of operation, but the birth of Christ failed to be out of celebration. As we continue our Christmas series today, let's check what the Bible tells us about Christ's birth at the time Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem. The topic is, No Room in the Inn. And our Bible text is from Luke chapter 2 verse 4 to 7.
Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was, that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. Verse 7, And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Our Bible text today narrated the birth of Jesus. It gives us a detail of what happened the moment Mary was in labor and about to give birth. I used to imagine how Joseph and Mary felt after they failed to get a room in the inn at that time. This is an important situation that gave way to the birth of our Lord in the manger. Manger is a place where animals are kept. But God chose the place to reveal the kings of kings to a dying world. Today, we still celebrate the birth of Christ, over 2,000 years after he was born. However, it's pathetic that many of us have no Jesus in our lives. Though we take part passionately in the festivity of Christmas, but we keep Jesus out of our lives. Do you have room for Jesus in your life today? Verse 7 of our Bible text revealed, And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Would you open the door of your heart to him today? Christ has come to redeem you. Jesus himself said in Luke chapter 19 verse 10, For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Christ is seeking and knocking on the door of your heart to come him and save you. Some years back, I visited a town in the Delta state of Nigeria. And I was opportune to share his good news of the kingdom with three ladies, the day I arrived. From our conversation, I found out that one of them had been part of a church for long, but what is disappointing is that she kept Jesus out of her life without being aware of it. This lady is typical of so many of us today. We profess Jesus as the Son of God but have not genuinely given him access to abide in our lives. What about you today? Is there room for Jesus in your heart? If your answer is not a resounding yes to this question, then this is the best time to rededicate your life to Christ and receive Him as your personal Lord and Savior. You can't fully gain the benefits of celebrating His birth and experience Him fully without having Him in your life. Today, your heart may be filled up with sins or other irrelevant activities, just as the inns in Bethlehem in those days were filled up with people. But you have to discharge those sins and worldly activities and make your life vacant for Christ. He wants to come in, dine with you today and save you. Go on and confess your sin to Him today, and ask Him to come into your heart and be the Lord of your life. Thousands of years after the birth of Jesus, the inns of Bethlehem of those days are out of operation, but we still celebrate Jesus and His birth. Give Him a place in your heart today. Say this word of prayer after me. Father, I come to You today. I know I have been drawn away by the activities of this world and have left my heart close to You. I come to You for forgiveness. Please forgive me and wash away my sins. Today, I give my heart to You. Come into my life and be my personal Lord and Savior. As I celebrate Your birth, give me peace and teach me to know the true meaning of this season. Thank You for saving me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from the book of Zephaniah chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3. And for the evening, Revelation chapter 15. Thank you for being part of this episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmell.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mell Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.